الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. I was reflecting and thinking that how easy it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet we don't make the effort. Among our friends, if you look at it, and ta'ala Allahul Amthal, we are not giving the example of Allah in terms of our friends, but our best friends are the people who are the easiest to please. You cannot be, it's very difficult to be a friend with somebody who is high maintenance, you know, demands a lot and difficult to please. Our best friends are the people who are the easiest to please. You have to do nothing, literally. You know, they like you as you are, and anything you do is fine with them, and they are the easiest to please. Now, if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so easy to please. So easy to please. Just say subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. You say alhamdulillah about anything, Allah is pleased. You look at something and you see the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, you say Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of His forgiveness. We make wudu and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes away our sins. The Imam recites Surah Al-Fatiha, you say Ameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out your sins. You shake hands with a brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the sins of both of them. You smile at somebody, Allah forgives. The Imam goes in ruku and says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and stands up from ruku. And you say, Rabbana lakal hamd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. Between two salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. Between two umrah, He forgives sins. Between two jum'ah, He forgives sins. Between two hajj, He forgives sins. Then in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins and He increases the reward for good deeds all through the month. And then in the last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us Laylatul Qadr. And so on and so on and so on. I mean, it's impossible to list all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. Yet we make so little effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make so much effort to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What sense does it make? What sense does it make? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the famous ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, who have committed a lot of sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins, and He is ghafurur rahim. And we say that this is the ayah of the greatest hope in the Quran. But we know from the qawl of Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said that for us, Ahlul Bayt, he said, we do not consider this ayat to be the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran. He said, we consider the ayah of Surah Duha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Where Allah said, tomorrow, meaning on the day of judgment, your Rabb will make you happy. Your Rabb will surely please you. And this is a direct khitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And says, and Ali bin Abi Talib said to the people of Kufa, he said that for us, this is the ayat of greatest hope, because we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not rest until every single person who believed in Allah and Him is out of the Jahannam. He will not be pleased until every single ummati of His has been saved from the hellfire. He said that for us, this is the eye of even greater hope. So what is our excuse for continuing to displease Allah? And what is our excuse for not making effort to please Allah? What is our excuse for not collecting the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, which is spread out before us? If instead of this wealth, if we had the stinkiest, dirtiest, filthiest notes, currency notes which were spread out before us, we would not think of how dirty and filthy that currency note is. You would pick it up and you would kiss it and put it in your pocket. Yeah? You won't say, it's a dirty note, why should I touch it? My hand will get unclean. No, no such thing as a dirty currency note. Doesn't exist. And how come we do not pick up the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remind myself and you that let us, the whole point of reminders is to change our ways. Otherwise it makes absolutely no sense. Why must anybody remind and why must you sit and listen to the reminder? If at the end of that there is no change in life. So the idea of a reminder is to bring about change in life. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to wake up and to enable us to change our lives and to be pleased with us and to give us the bounties that He has promised and to make us among those who He will forgive on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحَبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ